not down, you're not coming. Not tonight, you're not on this.
Good evening, Dorman Diaries!
Hello, Dorman Diaries, how the fuck are you?
Well, it's nice to see you nice. Here we are.
I'd say we're at the pub, oh, yeah. And we've got a nice full drink, but...
I've got a full drink, he's got half a drink.
I wouldn't even call that half a drink, mate. I'm already nearly through mine, but...
Well, so you'll have to get another one. You'll have to get another one.
Hopefully I don't get pissed on this live. On this live, what we're going to do, just to let you know... Hello, John. Hello, Sam.
Fuck me, it's heavy ball.
On this live, what we're going to do is, obviously, over the weekend, we did our little competition for you guys to throw up pictures of your door team or enter or whatever it was for this hat. Very limited edition, by the way.
It's a nice hat, isn't it?
It's not too bad, I have to be honest.
Look,
it needs to be worn, but, you know.
Well, maybe you should wear it for the entire episode, you know, just so they get a sense of...
No one wants my bald, sweaty head in the hat what they're getting.
Well, the fuck not. Be a good idea.
No.
Oh, it's not that funny. It's not that funny. So we're going to get this. This is what happens when you go to the pub, isn't
it? Yeah, basically we're probably going to get loads of people walking past, loads of people questioning what the fuck we're doing, but we're in a pub, so...
Yeah. We have nowhere else to go.
We're going to run a competition, and some lucky fucker's going to get the hat, and we're going to send it out to them free of charge, all that kind of bullshit, and hopefully they'll send us a picture with it wearing on. Growing up.
Maybe we should swap sides then.
What?
Maybe we should swap sides.
Why?
That way you're not getting blown in the face with this.
No, I'll get used to it anyway.
Get used to it.
Also, yes, the vest is back. It's warm, so fuck it.
It's warm, it's raining, on and off. Hence why we're here.
Well, we're under shelter, so it don't matter.
We like it.
How was your guys' weekends? Did you stay safe? Did you have an eventful weekend? Did you have a boring weekend? We had a pretty boring weekend, to be honest. The pub didn't really...
But it was a safe weekend.
Yeah, it was a safe weekend. Nothing really happened, so...
Yeah. Well, it nearly kicked off, but I'll sort that out.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry about that.
No.
just so you know, guys, we're going to keep this nice and... well, we're not going to run 2 hours like we normally do.
Maybe an hour.
Maybe an hour.
If we get him another drink, it'll be an hour. I'll tell you what, we'll give you our table number, you can get him a drink.
I need another drink.
go get yourself a drink, it's fine.
Oh, I'll get myself a drink in a minute.
He's going to go get yourself a drink.
But yeah, what we're going to do on this live is obviously have a quick little chat with you guys, see how your weekends went. Evening to everyone that's joining in right now and commenting. It's lovely to have you back. And yeah, we're going to run a competition on the hat. And
A bit of a chat at the same time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably going to see a load of Mongols what I threw out of this pub before. On that note, I'm going to go and get another drink.
He's going to go get another drink. I'm just going to carry on with the live stream, you know. Oh, he just kicked me in the arse.
Exit only.
Ooh, exit only. He just went the wrong way. Such a naughty boy, isn't he? You went and had some 4x4 fun in the mud. Hey, what kind of fun? I like a bit of fun. He might be gone a while, to be fair. Good evening. How are you doing? So yeah, how was your weekend? Did you have a lot of fights, a lot of trouble, or was it... Don't ask me where I'm hiding, I'm down the pub. Yeah, did you have a lot of trouble? We didn't have none on outdoor, thankfully. It was really busy though. On the Friday night, it was jam-packed, to the point where it was actually turning people away. On the Saturday, it was a lot easier for us. Didn't have so many people in. It was a nice atmosphere, actually. Which is a bit of a shock, being we didn't open till after the weekend, after last weekend, because obviously last weekend was the madness of Saturday, and apparently it just kicked off everywhere. So the dirty muddy kind, I like that. Yes, but though, it was a shit weekend. But you know all about that. We used to have a lot of fun in Tunbridge, didn't we? Yeah. So what else you guys been doing? Anything fun? I mean. This is what we're going to get. This is what happens when you come down to Chatham, you know? You just get people walking past, you get fucking people honking. Terrible world. What are they like down here? Where are you guys from? That's what I want to know. Where are you guys from? We should come up and do a live with you guys. It'd be a lot more fun. Because me, I'll just waffle. I like waffling. So, yeah. So, like we said, got competition for you guys. A lot of you have been submitting your team photos. Some of you said you were only working one-man doors. But then you subscribed to our YouTube page, which we have seen. we've entered you all into the competition. We've got a nice little app that's going to randomly pick the competition winner. Well, fuck me, that was fast.
Oh, hand sanitizer.
You got hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I got told I got to use hand sanitizer.
You've been told off for going through the egg kit.
He's got another double JD and Coke. It's all good.
Oh, he's happy now. Generally, any advice on how to keep customers obeying these COVID measures?
Not a fucking clue.
I hope it's an interesting topic.
They don't give a fuck. They don't listen.
Because police can't force it from Wiltshire. Wiltshire.
Basically, just turn the fuck off. If I don't fuck off, then unfortunately you're going to have to use reasonable force at your own discretion.
But some companies are advising you get your PPE on first, to be fair with that.
Yeah, wear gloves. Wear gloves, mask.
Goggles.
Make sure you've got a baseball bat.
Baseball
I'm joking.
Not you, mate, not you.
That hurt.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't even realise you were so sensitive.
Working out again, innit?
No, it's that JD, that's what it is.
No, working out.
Send you into a right, honey.
Which you can talk, you're drinking fucking Strongbow dark fruit.
Yeah, but I've already had my JD and Coke.
No,
so.
You basically gave it to me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the security guard that caught our shit, but that Chatham.
That's fucking true.
I forgot a fucking pin code to get in the car park, so I'm going to park somewhere else. Terrible idea, that, isn't it? Yes, Sparkles is gay. We totally agree with that. He's also gay. He's the one wearing a vest top today. And taking Shut selfies up, of himself on Snapchat.
Boy, I'm happy with my body. I'm happy to wear a vest. Oh, yeah. And it's warm and I sweat like fuck anyway, so...
I must admit, I am definitely a bit sweaty.
You need to shave red, that's what it is.
Fuck that shit, mate. I ain't shaving it all off. I like this little this little Brazilian streak I've got going on here.
So
should be down there.
What was you talking about? Or was you just reading comments? Because
I was reading comments, but I was also talking about, obviously, the competition. How we've got a nice little app. We're going to randomly pick a name.
Basically, just copied everything I said at the start of the video.
I'm not good at improv.
Bless his little
heart. To be fair, there weren't a lot of comments to be actually commenting on.
Okay.
Everyone's saying good evening to us. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good
like the way I got shorter evening. There.
You're always short.
Oh, yeah. So asking how it went for him also on the weekend, because obviously we had a busy Friday, but it's dead quiet on a Saturday, weren't it?
Yeah, Saturday. I know that's a forbidden word to say, quiet, on a night out. But
it's all right, it's been
I
done
was
now.
Saying it constantly. Every single, like, half an hour, I was like... Boys, it's really quiet.
It's quiet, isn't it? Why would you like, even do that?
I was like, I really hope nothing happens on this really quiet night. We was busy on a one-man door, loads of local idiots. Also had two drink drivers who come up to the car park. Please turn up. Arrested them. No trouble, thank God.
Do you know what? I used to like that in Tunbridge. Because we used to have a car park on the back of the venue. Anytime someone who was like staggering,
yeah, you just reported them to the police, it was easier.
Yeah, we just literally town link straight over to the police, weren't it? And we'd watch them chase them down. That was good fun. We used to enjoy that, always catching those drink drivers.
Very fucking amusing.
This
stuff tastes good.
So there's this one actually. I know you're not a fan of
on
it.
On a Monday night, it's naughty, isn't it?
Do you know what? I think we need that after the fucking weekend, mind you. Look at the fucking quad you had the other day.
Boy, that fucked me. Necking that.
There is a story called what the fuck?
Something.
I can't read this English. And you it's can get sneaky person. Spray on it, and if you get too close, not to harm them, and it just smells really bad, and they soon either leave or move away. Spray. Oh, there was a spray called skunk spray, and you can leave a sneaky spray on it. Oh, so basically it's like that fart gas can that you like spray on someone and it leaves a bad
odour. I like paintball guns more than that.
You can't have a paintball gun when you work in the doors.
Why?
It's classed as a firearm, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah, see, I told you. Friday night kicked off 5 minutes before we closed up. Saturday was very slow. That's all his fault.
What?
You see, you said the quiet word.
I didn't say it at their fucking venue.
No. It's unwritten myth.
No,
you say it at one venue, it kicks off every venue.
Divvy fucking twat. You have to say it at your venue for it to happen.
I do hate when people do that.
So blame your bastard, they probably said so.
Yeah, probably.
Don't worry, I'm not going to get hangry tonight because I've got food.
And you had an omelet.
It looks like a poo stick, guy. It tastes good.
I've got one of them in my pocket still.
Oh.
Cocoa bar.
Yank.
Oi, I want that. I'll get hangry too.
You're fat enough.
Oi, oi. Actually, you've got a point there. It's a bit like Tenacious D, really, you know. I'm Jack Black and you're the other one. You've got to get some really cute guitar, haven't you?
Probably. Yeah, you do so. Skag.
Skag?
Yeah. Oh, no. Heroin. Right, ain't made him. I'm going to give him. No, look, we've got more comments.
Oh, I like that. You tell him, Louis. Fuck off, Eve. She wants to add you on Facebook.
I love the way everyone jumps on my side. It's brilliant.
Everyone just likes picking on a ginger, that's what it is.
We pick on a short ginger one. Look, for you to be the same height as me, I have to stand all the way back here.
No, hang on, mate. There you go. That's about right, yeah. About that. Showing off your fucking muscles.
Oh, I'll show it off.
Just because you had a workout today, Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Who actually wants to see his muscles? Anyone want to see his muscles? I don't want to see his muscles. Do you want to see his muscles? I don't want to see his muscles. Jesus.
I know your missus likes up now.
Oi, oi.
Fucking hell. Town idiots around. You just attract them, didn't you?
No, I don't. This is Chatham, mate. This is what happens in Chatham. Yep, I told him he was in Chatham. I didn't tell us where we were.
Tell everyone where we are.
Oi, oi. Nick, I like that.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Fucking Billy Boy.
See how many people actually look at us while we're doing this. No, 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 no. Yeah, all right, Eve. You're short and ginger. I like that.
Should we do this competition?
I don't know. Shall we get the competition out of the way?
See,
or shall we?
The missus wants to see my muscles.
No,
she gets to see them on Saturday when she comes down.
She's going to see more than a bit of muscle, I think.
That's a bit of muscle down there.
Is it?
Yeah. Who wants to find out who's won this?
Very tiny sausage, that is.
Has he got tag still on it?
Josh said, was in Newcastle during the week, went to a venue called The Stag, which was an outdoor venue, mainly. Halfway through, we moved tables. However, I left my bag in quick a central position. 40 minutes later, it was there, unchecked, no hot procedure was followed at all. Nah. He's gone again. You see this shit? He's just been nosy to the outside world.
I don't get let out often, so...
Eve said we love muscles.
Come on, let's get on with this competition, because we want to find out who's won this hat, don't we?
No, we don't. We want more followers on there. Wrong phone.
We want to find out who's won this hat.
Do we really want to do this?
Who actually fucking entered?
Who actually wants to know? Who wants to know? We've got all your names entered in here, and there's a little button at the bottom that says choose, and it will automatically do it for us. That way we don't have to do no fucking work. Shall we do it? Do you want a drum roll or some shit?
Is
like
my
that?
Name in there yet?
No, I haven't put your name in there.
Well, so I can't win it?
No, you can't win it.
There's actually only 25 names, so you sad fuckers who didn't enter.
Yeah, how dare you? I mean, God, I had to send out invite after invite and no one decided. Shit.
Let's see who wins it. Let's just hope it's not abroad, because that's going to cost bear.
Yeah, you know.
Man, them skint, innit?
You ready? Do you want to press the button or you want me to press the button? You press the button.
Can I press the button?
Press the button. And the Choose. Winner is... Sam Pinfold.
Sam Pinfold.
That's all backwards, but it says Sam Pinfold. You have won yourself a free Dorman Diaries hat. Congratulations. We'll be messaging you later to get your details so we can send it off to you.
Yeah, so Sam, if you're not watching this, you're going to have a message in a bit.
Yeah, you are.
We want your postcode, your address, your bank details.
What, you paying money into his bank, yeah?
No, he's paying us. I'm joking.
I like that.
But yeah.
Well done. Round of applause. Sam. Well done.
Hopefully you put a decent picture up and not just one of your...
I've got a feeling he put up more than one, to be fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's why he got double entry.
He won it.
JK.
Also, Sam, when you get the hat... We're going to have a little note in there anyway, but just to tell you now, please send us a picture of you wearing it, even if it's a dog shit photo, or if it's a nice photo, whatever it is.
Yeah, we still want to see it.
Send us a picture of you wearing it. Mine's yet to turn up still, because I've customised mine, but he's got his, but he ain't wearing it tonight.
I left it in the other car.
I've got a hat, though. I've got my proper hat. This is a quality hat.
I'm trying not to giggle.
Unlike the fucking things that you've ordered.
That was a freebie, you remember this?
Yeah, true that.
We had this discussion. Although, the hat I've ordered from America is Pucker, which you can also find in our store if you haven't been on there already.
Just put it out. Oh, pardon me.
Bernard?
Bernard. Just put it out there. logo, Ram Records, drum and bass, if you're into your drum and bass and like party music, look up Ram Records, Andy C, he's a sick man, awesome fella.
Am I going to have to hashtag him, mate, or yeah?
No, we're not hashtagging him, he's too cool for that. He's much cooler than us, he'd probably look at us and be like, look at that fucking bald twat and that short ginger prick.
Fuck off. Not that short.
I've got JD in my beard.
That's alright, you're saving it for later.
Yeah.
When you get thirsty.
But yeah, well done, Sam.
Well done, Sam.
Pin, fold.
We've got the giggles on now, fuck you.
Well done, mate. Yeah. You deserve it.
You do, you do. You deserve the free hat.
No, seriously, it's cool. It's nice that people actually want to wear it. We've had quite a few people saying that they want the hat, so yeah. Just get a free one, fucking lucky you.
Why the fuck not?
Don't really know what to talk about.
Let's talk about your epic adventures. Yeah, you might. Let's talk about your epic adventures of past.
My epic adventures?
Yeah.
Like when I get pissed up and I end up in Camden with only my underwear on.
No.
That was a fucking eventful story one night.
I think we need to talk about that another day, actually. We do need to have a discussion about that.
What? About the night I went out in Maidstone and ended up in Camden with only my underwear
yes,
on?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Don't even know where my suit went.
Shit.
I woke up
outside. I was actually thinking your worst fight ever. The one fight you lost at.
Well, I've never been put down. Touch wood. I've never been put down. The worst one I ever had was when I let down my guard and I got a bit too close to the fella, and I know I should have got too close to him, and he headbutted me and broke my nose. But then I did break his jaw and split his eyelid. So I think I came out.
You came out on top of that.
Yeah.
And yes, Eve, your name was in there.
Eve, if you want a hat, I'll buy you a fucking hat. Jesus.
I think she wants a Facebook friendship off you first.
Oh, so send me a friend request. If you want to be my friend, send me a friend. Oh, something else, really quickly. Working on doors the other day, didn't have Spike with me, unfortunately. But I was at a venue and I had loads of people coming up and recognising me from obviously the videos, which was actually really nice. So, if you are out and about and you do see us, it's both of us, whether it's one of us, come over, say hello. It's lovely. We'll have a chat with you.
Yeah.
Find out a couple of stories of you. Probably use them stories on the.
Seeing other people's stories, I like that.
But yeah, it was actually really nice to talk to people who watch the videos.
Yeah. Showing scaring after all.
Right, burps.
That's what you get for drinking JD.
It's because I've done a workout and I'm drinking JD. Fuck it.
Totally worth it.
Stop looking over there, you dirty little prick.
I wasn't looking over there, you dirty little
yes,
prick.
Yes, she was. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. If you do see us out and about, come and say hello. It's really nice. I'm not really with it tonight because I've had a couple of JDs and.
Well.
It's been a fucking long night.
This is pissed up diaries. I like it.
My name's Louis Cheeseman, and welcome to Jackass.
I might use that.
What? As long as it's my.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to cut it. I'm going to reuse it. Definitely.
Fuck.
I like this. I'm going to adjust this a little bit because I look a bit. Wait, there you go. That's
drop his backy.
Dropped his backy.
Drop my backy.
Worst fight for me, the one I lost. The one I lost.
You lost a fight?
I lost a fight, yeah.
You obviously weren't working with me then,
No. This was back in the day, mate.
Back in the day.
Back in the day when I was still green.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah, you know. I was working at Bliss in Gillingham. What? It's closed down, mate. It's dead.
Yeah.
Don't think six no more, it don't matter, does it?
All right.
If it was still open, it'd be an issue.
I'll let him off.
I'm glad he let him off. He didn't slap me or anything today. It's
too
time,
too happy.
It?
I look well tanned.
Fuck off for you.
You just look pale.
Good evening, James Berger. Nice to see you. See you nice.
Oh, is Berger on?
Yeah, he's on.
Where's my little Irish friend, Ryan O'Brien? I like Ryan O'Brien.
Anyway,
me and him
back to my story.
Huh?
My story.
Spike story, apparently.
Got done over by a group of travellers. It fucking hurt. Ended up in A&E. With
I had a king of gypsies. I fight
anyone. Fucking king of gypsies. What's the competition, gents? The competition's been done. You fucking missed it, James.
Yeah, you missed it, bruv.
It was Sam. Sam won the hat.
You could have won this, but you didn't fucking enter, did you?
No.
Shows how fucking loyal you
won.
Are.
Sam, although it's backwards.
Sam Pinfold.
Sam Pinfold run the competition. He run himself a free hat. Good on you, Sam. Yeah,
all,
you totally missed
the chance. Posted a picture, which all of you could have done.
In fact, it could have been any kind of picture. It could have been a picture of you on the door on your own. It could have been a picture of you guys in a team. It doesn't matter.
Could have been a picture of you having a wank at night.
We did have some good bloody entries. There is one I'm definitely going to have to contact you guys to make a meme. You'll find out who you are when I send you the message. Sorry, mate, some of us were working. Yeah, were working.
Yeah.
Not
so,
anymore.
So was we.
Who was?
We still take divvy photos.
Yeah, you've got to take the info at least after shift. Or before shift. It should be like before and after. Before is when you're all nicely suited and booted, and the other one's when you get ripped to shit. Broken waistcoat.
No tie left.
Tie's fine. Oh, this is one pet peeve of mine. What is it with a tie? It's a bit of fucking cloth that comes down here and barely touches your penis. Who the fuck wants to wear that?
I like wearing a tie.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? It's a competition, because obviously most of them are clip-on, right? So as soon as I get it, they're like, hey, get your tie!
And I go, well, don't give it back before I break your jaw.
Just pisses me off, though. It's just a bit of cloth.
You just get emotional about bare shit.
I do. A very emotional person.
You got emotional about someone turning up to the pub the other night.
Oh, James said he was bearing with, he was busy dealing with a large amount of blood.
Well, tell your missus to get an implant and not take a pill.
I can't believe you just said that.
I'm sorry.
No, go on, tell us what happened, James. We are curious. He might be...
Who got stabbed?
Yeah, what happened? That's funny, Spike. Thank you, Lucy.
What was funny?
I don't know. Bit about the time, maybe. I don't know. Or about my epic failure when I got done over by travellers. One or the other.
You always get beaten up by travellers.
The squishy people behind me. Squishy, squishy. Stop lingering, I'll nut you. I hope you can hear me.
James has gone all quiet now.
Yeah, it's gone, James. Come on, tell us what happened. We want to know.
Look, if you guys don't talk to us, we're just going to end the video and have a real booze up. Well,
yeah.
I'll have a piss up.
You'll have booze up. I'm driving, so I can't have a booze up.
I'll probably end up fighting, but you know.
Oh, no, not in Cham. Come on, bruv.
Why? This used to be my pub.
Yeah, but they're all fucking plonkers around here, isn't it?
What?
Nothing.
They were what?
Plonkers.
You're from town. Okay.
I'm not originally, I'm from London, mate.
Don't give a
Do you know where I'm from? So James said Simone decided to fall over and smash... Someone decided to fall over and smash their head on one of the tall concrete bollards.
Well, that was a bit silly, wasn't it?
And Lucy said, yeah, it was about the tie. It's true, though. The amount of people that run off of my fucking tie. Look what I got. Oh, yeah, get another one now. Fucking give up on that. Half the time, I just walk around with my top collar undone. Oh, okay.
Scruffy cunt.
No, it's all scruffy. It's just like, why have that bit of cloth just so they can run off of it? It's like people that run off with your fucking beanie.
It gives me something to fucking laugh at.
Yeah, true that. Oh, your turn to talk, sweetheart.
My turn to talk?
Yeah, your turn to talk.
Cheers, guys.
What would you like me to talk about?
A nasty little split, apparently. You guys are awesome. I wish we had this back in our day.
Come back.
Come back, yeah. Join us. Come back to the doors.
Come back.
On.
Come work with us.
You know you want to.
I'm trying to work out a door for me and you. Proper door.
I like my door. It's not too far away from home. And I can leave the shit behind.
Oh, hey, it's my friend.
There's your friend.
Brian O'Brien.
Brian O'Brien worked in a pub for the Travellers one night. Easiest night work I ever put down. The eldest one came to tell me if there's a problem, tell him and he will sort it out. So I did. I told him everything and he did my job for me. It was easy money. I like that. ties are like a keepsake. Like, hey guys, look what I stole from a bouncer. That is so true.
It's a trophy, yeah.
It is a trophy, yeah.
It's a trophy.
It's no different than obviously putting a bouncer on the floor, you know. If you actually manage to catch him off guard and knock him to the floor, he's like, guess what? I fought a bouncer and I won.
Usually him he's talking about.
One time. Maybe two. We are in Chatham tonight.
Don't
so when
tell
they
them
nick it.
If they're nearby, they're going to come find us.
Ah, the more the merrier.
The more the merrier.
As long as they're buying us pints, I don't care. Well, in my case, it's going to be a pint of Diet Coke now, but Easter AD, I'm Diet Coke. So when they nick at the tie, you can slap them. No, you're not there to hit people. That's very naughty.
If they take your tie,
that's very...
suck them in the dick, and then smash them in the jaw.
God, I've done that once. I've done a traveller wedding. That was interesting. Yeah, I've done similar.
Mine in September.
Not going to name the venue, but it's up in Gravesend. Yeah, you have actually, yeah.
Got my traveller wedding in September.
And I was told it was a birthday party. I've gone along, and it was actually a welcome back from prison party. Nice, thanks for that.
They're always the best ones though, because all the fights kick off.
Yeah, they, and guess who they targeted? The fucking short midget ginger one. They got a couple of pops in, I must say, but I didn't go down.
Do you want to
it's dirty.
Come to my traveller wedding in September? Half my family are travel, by the way. Well spoken through Jippo, ain't I?
Yeah. When you're not in the truck.
Right, our guys are going to be like, shut up, you freak, you ain't Irish.
Mum was in a Marriott hotel in central London.
Is the Guinness draft? Yes, it's on draft, boy. Don't worry.
It's on draft.
No, I did have a pint of Guinness. I normally start off with a pint of Guinness and then go to JD, but I just went straight for the JD.
Well, you had a Guinness the other night, didn't you? Yeah. Dirty you are. Donald?
No, I ain't farted yet.
Dirty. Well,
oh, wait,
if anything, it looks like it's going to kick off here, so we're going to have a lot of fucking fun in a minute.
Here we go, boys. Oh, it's fight film this.
I wouldn't know, actually. I think, guys, if it kicks off, do you want me to video record it live? Do you want me to do that? Go on YouTube Labs and search Irish Traveller Wedding Fight. It's awesome. We'll check that out later.
They're the best, honestly. Traveller weddings are the best. I love them.
Mm. Well, yeah. But that is the question. So vote now. If it kicks off, am I video recording
it's
it live in Dortmund
Diaries?
It might.
It's not going to kick
You're
off.
You're it might.
Yeah, that's true, I'm here.
Yeah, see? Yes.
No one
we got James saying yes.
No,
and Rob
no
saying,
one likes a prick in a vest, do they?
No. I like the sound of that, Louis. One Guinness with a chase and then flat on the JD.
Good man. Look, that boy is a man of my own heart. I tell you what.
Mate, if you can get him down here, we'll do a Dortmund Diaries
I'm telling you, he's like a soulmate. We're thinking the same thing.
Are you gay? It's okay if you're gay, I don't mind.
I'll be the hardest gay man out there.
So you reckon, I know...
Hardest?
I know harder than you, mate, trust me. Dirty. I like that. James is saying yes repeatedly.
Everyone wants yes.
Everyone wants a live fight. Yes, do it.
I'd love it. Honest to God, I'd love it.
Be fair, it would be good fucking fun.
If we don't get a scrap this weekend, I'm just going to start one.
No.
Yeah.
No, because then I've got to actually do some work, bruv.
Stop being a lazy prick.
Look, all I want to do is stand there, ID. Oh my God. By the way, I'm so proud of myself. How many months were we off the doors? Well, not you, but me. What, 4 months?
You've been off the doors a while now, haven't you?
About 4 months I was off the door. First night, bang, fake ID. I was like, yeah, still got it. Still got it.
And it was a fucking good fake ID as well.
It was. It was like one of those premium ones you get. So it's probably about 50 quid.
Yeah, she must have paid about 40, 50 quid for that. It was a good one.
Well, I ain't got it no more, but yeah. I predict a riot, I like that. I'm on a JD tonight, as you said, and I'll try, boys, I'll be over real soon.
What song is that? I predict a riot.
That's Kaiser Chiefs, isn't it?
It's an old tune, isn't it?
It's not that old, it's not as old as me, but yeah.
Bruv, you're old.
I am old, yeah.
You're old.
Fucking old.
Which I keep hearing sirens, I'm like, yeah?
Nothing interesting, it's just an ambulance, bet ya.
No, it's police.
Oh, it's police. Oh, there you go. Perks of being Irish with an English passport.
Looking for me.
Ryan's got an English passport, but he's Irish, I like that.
Second one down.
Didn't even fucking buy me a drink, I bought you a fucking drink.
You still had a full pint. It's your round anyway.
How's it my fucking round?
Because I just done my round.
Such a cunt, isn't he? Yeah, Kaiser Chiefs. James says Kaiser Chiefs.
Here we go.
I actually went up saying whoop whoop.
For once.
Do I get a present now for winning?
No.
No? I don't think so. Shit.
Oh, it's fucking noisy here, isn't it?
I was thinking it's a bit chilly.
It's a bit chilly. Well, maybe you should have worn more than a fucking vest.
This is the money that.
Did you just orgasm on the way past you? I think you might
have. It's because I'm fit, isn't it? I just turn everyone on.
Which just actually got right past. Ooh!
Boys!
Please don't rest your stomach on me.
Well, this was my stomach and not my dick.
Yeah?
Oh, he's gone for a walk to see what's going on.
God, he's so nosy, isn't he? Jesus. Are you guys ever like this? When you're like off duty and you're at the pub and then you're
no,
just like constantly on it?
No, because I used to run this pub. This used to be my pub.
It was mine before it was yours.
Yeah. Just you made it a shithole. I built it back up.
I didn't make it a shithole.
Yes, you did.
No.
That's why you got dumped over to another place.
Which you later joined me on.
Yeah. And I bought that pub up as well. And then I retired.
Haven't worked the doors in 3 months and I miss it. Jay Jones, get back on the doors, bruv. Hayley, what you get for being in Toons?
Yeah,
you know. I just got that. What's that, Toons?
Toons?
Toons. Louis, go get a double brandy or Jameson, put a long, neat bottle of blue WKD into it. It's called Gree Diesel, and I will fuck you up, goodo.
I don't want to get fucked up. I've got work in the morning, but I'm going to remember that for Saturday night.
Can you ask him to be quiet in the background? Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I think I might go get myself a pint of coke, can I? Because
another double JD, please.
Actually, we've got no money by the end of this. It's his fault.
Do you want me to go get it? What do you want?
I need a pint of coke.
Not normal coke? Or...
Normal coke, yeah. Normal coke's fine.
Sorry, it'd have to be Pepsi with DK.
Oh, is it really? Well, in that case, can I have Pepsi Max, please, darling?
Really?
Oh, yes, please.
Is it?
Yeah, because if it's Pepsi, it tastes like fucking shit anyway.
Don't be fighting while I'm in there.
Can't promise you.
Who's going to get this quote? No fighting, no fighting, no fucking fighting. Who's going to get that quote? What's that from? If you get that right, I will be seriously impressed. Where's that from? What series is that from?
Eve Shut said up. The Malibu, please. Lucy said JD, please. No, I said Eve said Malibu.
No, I'm asking you, what do you want?
Oh, I just want Pepsi Max. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dirty. Spot, that's like walking to the bar and asking for bloody water. Peaky Blinders. I'll ask him when he gets back because I don't actually know. Like the feud tonight, yummy. Yes, I am. Peaky Blinders it is then. So, it's all Peaky Blinders. I don't actually know. I haven't watched this. Oh, it's good though. But hey, what do I know? I know nothing. So he's going to get himself another JD and Coke, which means he'll be pissed in about, 5 minutes? Sounds good to me. I'm eager for a fight, and I think it's going to happen, because I've got some people behind me looking at me weird. Thinking, what's this geezer you're doing on live video? Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing on live video. I'm chatting to you guys, isn't it? No, we didn't have no problems this weekend. I actually got called out of my original shift to go cover the pub. Because they couldn't get anyone last minute, unfortunately for them. Emery, if you want shots, you're welcome to buy us shots. I'm sure Louis will be up for that. Challenge? What challenge? Oh, what? Shot challenge? No, don't do sour shots. Fuck that. That's a bad idea, Lucy. No. You should not mix your drinks. So that's how you end up on the floor looking like a fucking fool. And I've done that before. If you had your hat on, they'd know why. Yeah, I've had a point now. I shouldn't have left my hat at home. Or is it in your car? I don't actually know. It's either on one or the other. And working tonight, he's saying to keep me going. Well, hopefully this will keep me going for a little bit. Louis said we weren't going to do it for long. But hey, here we are, still going. You all right, sweet? Catch you later. Spike, you shouldn't say that live, man. Cops could use that. Use what? Eager for a fight. I'm always eager for a fight. It just never happens. So I've been off the doors too long, mate. And to be fair, the cops won't even find this. If I do, I'll be impressed. Might get some more likes, innit? anyone else back on the doors now? Even James, how you doing? Not a lot happening, to be fair. Yeah, did anyone have a busy weekend? Any fights at all? Any problems? Any drunk people? It just want to throw out. We didn't actually. I mean, we found with this whole COVID thing, apart from a few loonies, everyone's been maintaining their distance. It's been actually quite refreshing. It's meant we haven't had to do a lot of work really so far. But I expect like next weekend people will be like less of a socially distanced and all that. And I've got a feeling things are going to go back to normal, so we're going to have to try and reinforce it a bit. The only thing we had to stop doing was people cheering in the pub where he's working at. So obviously, you cheer, spit, goes everywhere, spreading stuff and all that. Anyone taking temperatures on the doors? Because apparently we've got this fancy little device we can actually use. Not we use it yet, but I might get on that this weekend, I think. It'd be a bit of fun, you know. Sorry, mate, can't come in, your temperature's too high. James said, yes, I'm back on the doors. It's easy with the distancing, easy money. Yes, it is. It is literally like they're handing us some money on a plate. It's been really nice, actually. Emre said, my regular door got dropped down to a two-man team from six. I was unlucky enough not to work. Only head doorman and a female colleague. I'm sorry to hear that, mate. I know our numbers have dropped and all. It's meant to be a two. We managed to get a three out of it, which is nice. So we're not alone. Whoa. Thanks, baby. Our capacity went from 450 to 140. Madness.
I like it when I go in there.
Why?
Because there were six people in front of me, and the lass who I used to work with down the pub,
yeah,
down at the one in Maidstone,
yeah,
she just pulls me down the end and she goes, what do you want? Fucking class when you know the bar style.
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice when the doorman gets a bit of a...
she's always looked after.
Yeah.
She's a good girl.
I like that. Emre was just saying that his capacity has gone from 450 down to 140 over the COVID.
Yeah, but that's our car pub.
Yeah. Well, saying that, like, obviously it's dropped down to a two-man door, but obviously we managed to get three out of it. So that way you've got two outside, one inside, which is nice. Thank you for the drink, by the way.
That's all right. I keep getting discounts.
Oh, you can tell it tastes like Pepsi.
I keep getting discounts.
Really?
Yeah.
You lucky shit.
So she takes the Double JD down from 450 down to 320. And then that goes down to, I don't know what, cheap.
A lot cheaper. Lucy said, shout out for Henry Boswell's family. He lost his battle against cancer and passed away on the 8th this month.
God bless him.
Sorry to hear that, mate. Yeah, sorry to hear that. God bless. Rest in peace. Been back 2 weeks and both weekends had fights. Good on you, Stuart.
What pub you at? Let me come down.
You wouldn't want him. He just causes trouble.
Yeah, you would. You'd love to work with him, mate.
He's a cocky shit.
And?
No,
that's what everyone loves about me.
I've done that, mate. Louis, your quote was Peaky Blinders, apparently.
Good man. Well done. Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't know because I've never watched it.
That's because you're a fan, eh?
No, it's because I've got kids and I can't watch certain things while they're still awake.
You can watch Peaky Blinders. It ain't that bad.
Oh, it was?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I might check it
Little
out.
Little Louie would love it.
You reckon? You just dropped your paper on the floor, bruv. Mine's gone from 500 to 66. Lost my team. It's just me. I would not be work... He's going to lose it again.
I
would not be working the door on my own. It's just too dangerous.
That's because you're a fan.
My club's not opening until early August next year. Fuck, that's a long time.
Yeah, but that's a club.
There's talks of... Yeah, but... I was imagining after Christmas. I said January, didn't I?
Thing is, it's bad enough for the pubs open right now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Everyone's just being
but
fucking...
But the problem is, every time me and you drive back past a certain pub, we always go like this in the car. We always check it out, don't we?
Where's that?
Well, I can't say where it is, but at the club we drive past on the top road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're always looking over.
We
do miss it. There's talks of a second wave coming from China in September. I'm EFR with the Irish Red Cross, and we're getting training in shit the HSE and NHS do. Oh, right, okay. Eve said it's brilliant, so I've got to watch it now, because Eve said so. Stuart said PM me, and I'll send you the video of the fight. Woohoo! I want to see that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, do that. Sent to our inbox, we'll look forward to that. You've seen the big fight that was on the news rooftop bar. We have actually, I think we've got it scheduled to go up. at some point. If not, it's in the group already. You would, the food is amazing.
Pretty sweet.
So attractive, isn't he? Jesus Christ. You feel better now? Mate, you're going to be staggering back to the car.
I'll be fucked because I haven't even eaten properly today.
You had an omelet. You've had more than what I fucking have. That's why I'm on a Coke.
Bush.
Bush.
You don't do fuck all day. I just sit in your chair and go, put your stuff there, please.
I did some searching today.
Walk through the
scanner, please. No, I did some searching today. I searched some people. I did.
You went out grafting like they would.
No, true that, yeah, but I mean, not being funny on a busy day, it's alright, but on a quiet day, it's not.
I think she's put something in my bread.
Rehypnol.
Tastes proper funny.
Rehypnol.
Roofies.
Freebies. Oh dear. You're not going to chat? I've done a lot of fucking talking every time you go to the fucking bar. Mm-hmm. Short term, bruv.
Hayley says, I'm doing him dinner tonight.
Oh, so you are coming round the house for dinner then?
Don't know.
Louis. No, apparently so.
You're home. What? Louis, you're home. Go drunk.
I like that. Can we just do that?
I had to think about that. Then I was like, Louis, you're... Am I going to read this right?
I think we need to use that on the door, to be fair. Hey, mate, you're home. Go drunk.
I ain't gonna lie, I had about 6 beers before you turned up.
Do you really? You fucking dipshit.
Alcoholic, can I? See you at the AA meetings.
Do we need to set up a mentorship for AA on our group now?
What doorman don't drink? Apart from you, because you're a fanny.
No, it's not the fact I don't drink, I just drink rarely. And when I do, I enjoy it more because it goes straight to my head and I feel like a little fairy.
Yeah, I reckon another 3 more of them and I'm going to be like, hi guys, how the fuck are you?
Yeah, but then that's where all your stories come out.
Right, creasing up. Freak.
So maybe I should get the table number and they can order drinks to our table. Yeah? Oh, stop dancing for the girls. What are you dancing
I'm
for?
Not dancing in front of anyone, I'm just like...
It looks like he's grinding up against me now.
Oh,
okay, I felt that. Thanks for that. That was a bit too close for comfort.
Big, isn't it?
It's a little bit, yeah, it is about that big.
Freak.
You love it. You do. We actually have no idea what to chat about now. To be fair, not a lot has happened for us in the doors, has
it? No.
I mean, apart from the fake ID and then obviously...
Don't worry, guys. This weekend, I'll punch someone and then we'll have something to talk about.
Oh, God. That means I've got to do something.
I'm going to do a Louis special.
Okay, Donald. Huh? Oi, oi, naughty. To be fair, I'm waiting to get someone that drunk so I can get my blow into the antenna of the radio and say, sorry, mate, you've tested positive for COVID, you have to leave. I like that. That's a nice twist on the breathalyzer.
Ryan says, Spike, aren't you good friend babysitting Louis?
Always, mate, always. I've got to drive him home and everything, you know.
I'm only a baby.
A wee baby. Oh, bless you.
I need a wee, but I can't be fucked to walk all the way up the stairs to go to the toilet. Bear in mind,
you just like leaving me on my own, don't you?
I can't help. All right, I'll just slash there, shall I? Wait till the person's gone and I'll go.
I don't think she'll appreciate that. And is it actually on camera?
That's right, it gives him something to whack hard on.
Be fair, if you're standing in front of me while you're doing it over there, I'll be blocking you.
I'll just do it here.
Oh, dude. Up not where I'm fucking video recording.
Yeah,
I like these trainers, they're shit, but I like them. Dude, what the hell?
Whose idea is it to come to a pub and do a live? It's not.
It was my idea, actually.
Yeah, I know. And because you know what I'm like, because as soon as I get a taste of JD, I'm like,
oh, it's nice, isn't
we're
it?
We're fighting, we're drinking.
You're not fucking fighting. You're such a bad man, you are.
I know. I can't help it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bit of fun, to be fair, at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean, who doesn't like a bit of fun on the doors? Do you guys have a lot of banter on the doors? That's what I want to know. I'm trying to connect to the cable right now.
We do. We rip the shit out of you all the
time. I know. Why am I always the pun of
every
fucking joke?
Because you get bare emotional.
I am the pun of every joke.
You get bare emotional.
It's terrible.
Apart from Gary calling you your real name the other day. That was a little bit...
Yeah, but he knows he hurt my feelings by calling me by my real name, which I never answered to anyway.
Never answered to my real... No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. Telling you now, I didn't. Never happened, mate. Never happened. Do any of you have nicknames that you go by on the doors? Or is there any names you make up?
I've got
so
a door
people
name,
can't actually find you and shit like that.
I've got a door name.
Yeah, Reggie.
That's it, tell everyone.
Well, that is your nickname on the door.
Reginald.
His name's Reggie.
Reginald.
That way no one can fucking stalk him on Facebook. Because there's nothing worse than when you get 20,000 friends requests from people asking, hey, mate, is that club open tonight?
I don't understand it, because people... The reason I went with Reggie, because everyone used to turn around to me and say, when I was in my combi coat and everything, they used to always turn around to me and say, you look like the people out of Legend. And I go, what? The Grey Twins? And they go, yeah, yeah, that's the one. I go, how? They have a full head of hair and they don't have a beard. I'm the other way round. But I took it and I went with Reggie, so...
What if I am?
If I come over, can I join on a live? Of course you can, in the pub. Yes.
And then we're going to fidget record
right.
Louis on the floor.
You can only come over and do a live in a pub if you get smashed with me.
That
is the deal.
That
is the deal.
I can't believe I've just been mugged off on that one.
Well, oh, you're a good boy. You don't drink.
Well, I do. It depends on if I'm driving or not. If I'm driving, then I don't. So it looks like I'm walking home. Everyone calls me Big J. I like that.
Big J.
Nickname I'm known as Legend and also Prick, Dickhead, Spastic, etc.
Oh yeah, I get bald cunt a lot.
My best one I ever had was, oi, you mohawk cunt.
Mohawk.
Yeah, not just ginger cunt.
That's a good one.
That's my normal one. It's mohawk cunt. I was like, oh, that's well original. He's gone for, Yeah, definitely.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, just do it. Just be a man.
No, because there's a camera looking right down.
Oh, it
fits.
Is it? Do you reckon he looks fit, or is he just looking like a bit of a wanker?
I'm going for a wee, so fuck you.
Oh, so I've got to do all the chatting by myself. That's...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who wants to place bets? I reckon he's going to come back with a double JD and Coke. Yes, H, you might have to pick us up, but you might have to move my car and all. I've got the code now, so I can get in the car park. You get called dopey a lot. Oh my god. Yeah, I've had a lot of names. It's mainly, oi, you fat cunt, who you think you are, and all this. But my greatest achievement was definitely, why is this pub denying me access to the internet? Nah, just fat. I'll get that a lot. I'm always called fat. It's not fat, it's love muscle. It's love muscle. It's there for the missus to hold on to, you know? That's why I'm like this. Look, access denied. You just can't get on it. Hayley, wait till we go out. No. Unacceptable. You're not allowed to leave the house. No, I'm joking. Yeah. So, what shall we chat about? I've got nothing. Nothing up here at all. I suppose I'll tell you guys a story, it'd be fair, isn't it? Snapper always get told that. Is it? I do love it. I think the best one was...
Oh, you're just a minimum wage security guard. I earn 50k a year.
Well, that's fucking nice for you, love. I'm quite happy with my minimum wage, or my £10 an hour, or £12 an hour, or whatever I'm happily on at the same time. Not all of us can work the fucking streets, as I said to her. I might be fat, but you don't want me sitting on you after you've got fucked up. I like that. That is a very good point. This is why I'm saying I'm quite large. It's so, if you misbehave, when you get on the floor, I'm sitting on top of you and waiting for the police to turn up. So that's my way of detaining you. Obviously, I'll sit in you in quite a nice manner. I don't actually apply all my weight unless you start kicking off. Which then eases up as you behave yourself. Have you guys ever actually had anyone arrested for assaulting you or assaulting your door team? I personally want to know if it's a regular thing or not.
Is it bad I just done a toilet check?
I was expecting you to come back with a double JD and Coke, to be fair.
2 out of 4 had cold.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, dear. We'll have to tell someone, won't we?
Dirty little freaks. I'll tell Megan in a minute. She kicked shit out of them.
Yeah, well. What's that, Megan? Oh, I thought I recognised her. Oh, bless her. Isn't she a sweetheart? Aww.
Oh, she's bare fucking evil.
Is she really?
Fucking is.
I never realised that. We're still trying to get
have you read out fair. On the comments?
I've read them. I've read them. We're talking about obviously detaining people and obviously sitting on them and waiting for the police. And
you're good at sitting on people, aren't
you? Well, yeah, this is what we said. Obviously, there's an advantage to my weight, which is I can sit on you and you will stay there. Danny said, must be long waiting for police. On average, it's 45 minutes. And no, police normally just let them go. I find that really frustrating. There is nothing worse than someone that's giving you a bit aggro for the past, like, 45 fucking minutes. I'm just using that as an example. And then them turning up and going, oh, no, it's all right, we'll take some details and let them go. But, mate, this geezer just punched one geezer, hit another geezer, and it's clearly doped up to the eyeballs, and now you're letting them go? Really?
Doped up to the eyeballs.
Doped up to the eyeballs, yeah. Your eyeballs, mate, are like flying saucers. Ryan said, had an old workmate arrested for assaulting one of the bar staff, caught in the whole lot. He's now barred from every pub and late bar and club in the north of my country. County, not country. My bad. And I'm not getting on this internet at all.
Because your phone's shite.
It's because my phone's shite and they keep saying network access denied. So, you know what? H, do me a favour. Share this over in the group.
Out of curiosity, do you guys do this? If you've got a member of door staff or several members of door staff that you're really good mates with to the point where you go out to the fucking pub together,
well,
you just ring each other up and go, do you want to go down the pub, mate? Do you want to go and have a couple of drinks? Shit like that. Because it can't just be me and you what fucking do it, surely.
Well, no, you got you and your other mate. No.
Yeah, when we go, it gets messy.
Yeah, I know it does.
We fight foreigners on a Sunday night. It's going to be next week. Not going to lie.
I like the way you had to think about that.
The more you drink, the better these things taste.
Really?
Yeah.
You're eating my one, you little cunt.
I'm not eating yours, what are you on about? A myth.
Let me try it. I want to see what it tastes like, man. By the way, these are banging.
They're supposed to be one healthy.
Apparently. One of our bars is literally the Castle of Hills, has eyes everyone on Pub Watch. Hang on, I read that wrong. One of our bars is literally Castle of Hills, have eyes everyone on Pub Watch. Nice.
Yeah,
weather. So I read it yourself, mate. Ryan said, do it with a few lads from different places too. And Danny said, our team used to go to the pub together. I had a nice little chat with John about that the other day. Another answer about obviously the Christmas do's and all that.
Which he said I never got invited to because I fight too much.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason we had to stop doing them.
Work because of me, I never fucking came to one.
No, not you, I meant in general.
Oh. No, I did get invited to one.
Did you?
Yeah. And I got halfway there and stopped in a different pub and got gattered.
James said I'd come drinking with you.
I want a night out with James. I say,
both of us, isn't it?
Me,
yeah.
You, James and Ryan O'Brien, messy fucking night.
But we need to have a female there to take the piss out of.
Bring my missus along.
Or to keep us in check.
Bring my missus along and she'll kick shit out of you.
Oh, but is she watching?
Of course she is.
Is she? Fantastic. Danny said, can't help doing toilet checks, it's second nature.
It's got to be done. Literally, I walked up there, had my slash, and I went straight into each cubicle, and then I washed my hands. I was like, why did I just do it?
I thought you were going to say you sniffed a line on each cubicle.
Sniffed it off the fucking toilet ring, bruv.
COVID. Dirty. Can I borrow your phone a minute?
What?
I want to share this from Facebook to the group. And they shouldn't do it for me.
I think I can do it.
If you think you can do it, do it.
I think I can
I'll
do it.
It'll be very nice of you. Thank you. Because I can't get on. Been doing security a year, haven't been assaulted. I usually get piss ripped out of me for being short. Mate, me and you both. I am the short one. He's having to stand like... Right, hang on, how far back was he? You just stop bigging yourself up, mate. Come forward a bit more. Bit more.
Because you're right up against the camera.
Oh, hang on. Me and him next to each other.
Me and us next to each other. 23-year-old, 35-year-old.
Mate, I've got a short dream. What can I say? You know, it's not my fault.
Stop distracting me.
But you know how they... Oh, no, he is. But you know how they say the best thing can come in small packages? That's me. It's got to be done. Rob said both of us. Ryan said, night, boys. Got to go pick up the woman. See you later, Ryan. Have fun. Hope you're in for a nice treat later. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean. Danny said, would you still turf someone if you caught them? Would you turf someone out if you caught them when you're off duty? And
yeah, I'd kick the living shit out of them. And then I'd take their gear, tax them, and then sell it.
I didn't hear a word of that.
Sorry, what?
Incrimination.
Don't tell me that you other people out there have done it.
Well, I do know some people have obviously taken stuff off people and then sold it on, I must say. Chelsea said, no one will get the chance to rip the shit out of me.
Are you sure about that, babe? Because I'm pretty sure I can.
To be fair,
she's
going to
kick the shit out
of
me this weekend.
I think if she ever comes down and sees me, like when you... Yeah, she's going to rip the shit out of me along with you and along with Gary. I'm just going to have the shit ripped out of me, ain't I?
You're short, ginger, with
please,
a mohawk.
Please don't say fat.
And a bit tubby.
Tubby.
What is there not to take the piss out of?
I'll take tubby any day.
I think I am shared it over, I think. Maybe double check.
Please don't.
Dawn Drivers Committee, Community.
Oh, blimey, where's it gone?
Oh, hang on.
So the fact you've got to approve yourself, haven't you?
No, it's not on there.
Oh, I must have gone up then. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, it's all right. There you go.
Oh, wicked.
I'm a moderator.
Do that one there.
What?
Do that one there.
Don't touch me phone.
Can't help it.
Oh, you can't do it, bruv.
Do what?
Pin to the top. Never mind.
It's on there, isn't
so,
it?
So, Chelsea said yes, and you can, but you'll end up on the floor, babe.
As long as you're on top of me.
Ooh, juicy. Ooh. And James said, where we going? Merlin's in Maidstone. Sorry, I didn't realise that was the name of a venue, so I shouldn't have said that.
No, we're not going there. I'll take you to a proper venue.
Tell me. Hmm? Tell me. Yeah? Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. What he said. Nothing wrong with us bigger. Nothing wrong with us bigger lads/lasses. It's harder to kidnap. That is very true. No one can get me.
Yeah, we actually proved I could fit in the back of a motor car, didn't we? What was it? Fiesta?
It was a Ford Fiesta.
I can actually fit comfortably in the boot. So, yeah. Okay.
I've got a picture of that. I might put it up on the group later. Just
that's just sassy. Wouldn't have it any other way, eh?
Oh, she naughty. James, that's good then. I have no idea what I was actually talking about anymore.
Saying about the venue we're going to go to.
Oh, yeah.
There's two venues in mind. One which is open right now and one which isn't, but it will be open. Because I know full well they're going to wangle their way around this.
Well, yeah, because they could do it as a pub as opposed to what it was.
But they'd do it as a cocktail bar.
Oh, yeah, they could do it like that, yeah. Yeah, why not? That's good chat, actually.
But no fucking fighting.
Right.
I can't promise nothing.
I can.
He can.
I can.
I can't.
I'm well behaved normally. I get a bit pissed off.
Because the last time I was at one venue, I had a fight. And the last time I was at another venue last weekend, I had a fight. So.
Look, he attracts trouble. They say it's me. But everyone knows it's not me. It's him that attracts the trouble.
No.
Not me.
You attract it because of the way you talk to people. And I just finish it because I like a fight.
I can't be arsed with their fucking bullshit. That's what it is. How many years of customer service I've been doing now? And everyone's a cunt. I'm just going to put it out there. Everyone's a cunt. I'm a cunt.
It was at the weekend. The manager turns around to me and goes,
evening,
can you tell that? Can you tell that group over there, very politely, just to sort of quiet down a little bit? He walks over and he goes, oi, you lot, shut the fuck up. Like that. And I went, rah, Spike wants to fight 8 fucking Pikings, doesn't he?
Is it?
Your people skills are shit.
I just ain't got a tolerance for people. That's
but
what it is.
We love you.
Yeah. Oh, getting it. Oh. I thought it was going to be a kissing moment going on there.
No, there's only one door with which I kiss.
You said the other night when you were
there.
There's
only one door. Dog kissing. He knows who he is.
James said, no, wait, hang on. Blake said, I'm out next weekend, so I'll come and have a drink where you guys are.
We can't say the venue, but we're in Raynham.
Yeah. James said...
that pub.
Are you telling me off, yeah?
I didn't say the name of the pub.
Didn't have to, you said the brand.
I said the brand.
This is the brand and all.
You always say...
I didn't say nothing.
This place's name.
I never said nothing.
Yes, you do.
I never said nothing.
Shut the fuck up.
James said, listen, if someone brings it to the table and then deserves a slap, yeah, I agree.
Dad's just finished playing Xbox language. Despite you being told off your language.
Queen's
again.
English!
I love it when your mum comes on and tells you off your language.
Yeah, but I'm so far away, she can't slap me, so it's
the
all
thing
right.
Is, she
ain't going to come
she
down
She can
here.
Actually tell you off and you should take it on board because you haven't had a drink. I'm six beers down and three double JDs down, so I can get away with it.
No, you can't. No.
Fat.
My mum will suck the shit out of you and all. Mum, come down here.
I'd enjoy it.
Dirty man. Dirty. Stop it. My mum said behave.
I swear to God, we said we was only going to keep this for like half an hour, and it's an hour in.
I told you. I can slap him for her. Oh, there you go. My missus is going to slap you.
Hey, Hayley, you know I'm just going to enjoy that.
I've got no fucking words. Once bet. I think you mean wanna bet. Not once bet. Wanna bet.
He's calling his mum out. He's calling his
mum. Mum, I can hide. It's fine. I can hide. Don't send me for a pie hole. I'm going into hibernation.
I think we should cut the... I think we should cut this.
Well, you want to cut it short tonight?
Yeah.
It's because you run out of shit to say, isn't it, really?
I've run out of shit to show.
He's run out of shit.
Plus...
Oh, my mum's on you.
Yeah?
Yeah?
If you spelt my name right in the second one, then yeah, maybe.
No. That was my missus' spell, right?
Oh, Hayley, sorry.
Little Louis slap, she said.
Little Louis slap.
My little Louis will slap, yeah.
It's alright, I'll beat him up.
There you go.
Me and him have scraps too many times. Every time I'm around, I turn around to him. Honest to God, I walk around this man's house and this little boy comes out and I go, stick your hands up, little Louis, like that. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, my boy.
Blake said, I miss outdoor staff meets on a weekend spike. Is it?
Yeah, but if you weren't so fucking dodgy about it, we'd meet up a bit more.
That is very true. Stop being dodgy.
You we don't want to meet in car parks with no lights. We'll just chase you down in the truck again.
Yeah, let's get the shit out of you. No, it's good fun, to be fair.
Right, I'm out of drink, so what are we doing? Are we cutting this short and having a beer?
I reckon we should do an hour and a half.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Alright, what have we got to talk about?
I don't know. You're the one that's normally like rabbiting on.
Yeah, I know, but I'm in a drinking mood.
That's alright, get yourself another drink good, and then we'll carry on drinking. Well, you'll carry on drinking.
I don't want to leave you out here, just in case.
Spike mum slaps Louis. Stuart says, well, I'll see you lads in two when I'm back from Spain. Nice.
Lucky fuck. Can I come? I'll just jump in your suitcase.
That'd be alright, wouldn't it?
Yeah, mate.
Why don't you open the doors over in another country? That'd be interesting.
Well, I got offered to go over to... Where is it? Down the south of France, Annecy.
Mm.
Annecy? I got offered to go down there and work two pubs.
It's not bad.
I want to deal with French pubs.
Hey. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Jordan Ooh, la, said la. You guys...
You touch your head.
You're going to get a lot
get
of that,
fucked.
Mate. You're going to get a lot of that now. Jordan said you guys enjoying being back. Yeah! We are, well, to be fair,
I enjoyed Saturday night more than what I did Friday night. Friday night was busier. But Saturday night, we had more potential, I thought, for things kicking off.
But it weren't just that. I think people were a lot more chilled, so you had more conversations with people and all. It was more chilled out atmosphere, quite nice.
And they had music on Saturday night, yeah, so I was able to have a dance.
What's up, drunk bros, said Jason. He drunk, I'm not.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Oh, sorry, mate, you've had too much. You need to go home now. Get out of my pub.
Okay.
No, come back. Don't leave me on my own, fuck's sake. Jesus.
You want to do another half an hour, bruv?
Yeah, I do. I don't want to do 2 hours. I want to do an hour and a half. You know? Keep it nice and sweet.
You bore the fuck out of me.
What, me? Jesus Christ. I'm starting to quiet it down here and all now. Which is nice.
What, shag your dad?
I'm sure you do, mate. I'm sure he'll be up for that. No.
Raw.
Jason said, good to see you again.
It's good to see you too.
Always good to see you.
Everyone loves
it. I'm quite liking it, apparently, Jordan said. It has been nice coming back on the doors, because I was only meant to be working one night this weekend just gone. I ended up working both nights.
And then we wrangled it so you could work too.
Yeah, well, someone did. Can't say who.
Well, the fact that I don't think I'm in the boss's good books, it worked, mate.
Nah. You just got to chill out a bit. You'll be all right, man.
Fuck that. I've got a four-man door coming.
Oh, yeah, whatever. He's going to leave me and abandon me. I've got abandonment issues all over again.
I've never said I'm abandoning you. I tell you to ditch your pub and come and work for me for 13s an hour.
Temptation's there for the extra money, I must say.
14s?
Where are you? We're in Chatham. Don't be coming down here.
We are just down from a nasty little club.
I quite like that nasty little club, to be fair.
I don't. Someone stopped sighting the side of me in there one night.
Did I really? Oh, is that where it happened? Oh, blimey. Like the brick wall.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
So sexy.
I like the light in the background tonight.
We're in a very... internet is unavailable.
No, unstable. Can't wait for your bastards to come and have some pints in Vietnam with me. James
honest
said,
to God, I'm going out there.
Yeah. James said, I'll work for 14, 15 an hour.
Come on in, James.
14, 15, Jesus Christ. I'm lucky with what I've got on bloody tens.
Is that all he paid you this weekend, last weekend?
What, tens an hour?
Is that what he paid you?
Don't look at me so short. We'll discuss it later.
I won't tell you what I was on.
Oh, no, whisper in my ear. I like dirty little secrets. Same. That's okay, Louis. You should come work a weekend where I am when it's open again. Tag team.
I'm so down for that.
I know where Blake's talking about. No.
Oh, sorry. Where?
Yeah. I've heard some naughty stories about that from you when we've had our little meetups, which is quite nice. Do any of you guys actually meet up before work like what we do? So we always have a nice little chin wag. Honest to God, anyway.
If you want me down there one night, let me know. I am so down for work. I used to love working there when I first started out, so yes.
Yeah, but you know who supplies doors for that and all, don't you?
Yeah, our boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fucking thick.
You'd just have to have a chat with him then, won't you?
No, I'll just go work for another company and get put down there.
Keep him on the good side.
I don't need anyone on the good side.
You do. tag team. You know, full well, I'm not coming down there. I'll come down there for a visit, but I don't get involved. I never do.
Fanny.
Not down there. There's a good reason behind that. I'll explain it to you later.
You already told me earlier.
Stop whispering. There's certain things we can't say on here, such as companies, venues, and whatever else. Yeah, my arse is sexy tonight, isn't it? Screw that. Come hang out with an old school bouncer in Vietnam. Mate, I ain't going all the way up to Vietnam.
I am.
You might. Okay, so drive to Maidstone it is then. James, where are you actually from,
James,
mate?
Come down. We'll get hotel room. Sorted.
Oh.
I'm not staying in the same bed as you, obviously. You get your own fucking room.
Here you are. You'll be sharing by the time the night's out. Louis, would have been so much fun with me. I'm so behaved.
No, we wouldn't be.
Blake, I know you too well.
No, we wouldn't be.
Some of the stories I've heard.
Blake, you know exactly where we would be. And it would not be on the front door. And it would be upstairs.
In the smoking area. Does any door staff just actually purely hang out in the smoking area? Putney? You're literally a stone throw from us, mate. I used to have family up there. Used to. I like Putney. You ever been Putney? Richmond Park, mate. That's the place to be.
You know that shit.
Yeah, I do actually.
Oh, sure I do.
That's sweet. You alright?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a whole lot.
I can't even get another two in a minute.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, sweet.
Oh my god.
More COVID. Rona.
Rona.
Rona. Rona. He's got Rona, apparently. Your ball there is so shiny, the light is bouncing off him.
Fit, isn't it?
Dirty. I'll let Spike tell you some of the stories one night. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some stories to tell you. It's scary how well I'd get along with you two. We'd have too much fucking fun around Sajon? 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 Somewhere.
Stop looking at my phone.
I saw that.
It weren't even nothing to look at.
It just sounded dirty.
It wasn't.
Everything sounds dirty to me. Richmond Park is jokes, especially at night. Everyone sits by the trees getting drunk. That's him. Yeah.
Sitting at the trees, getting drunk, smoking weed.
No, I don't do that. I'm a good boy.
Wish it was the other night we went to the pub.
Come on, talk about that, will we now? Well, I suppose we'd best end it there then. No, we didn't get up to the 1 hour 30 minutes. Do you reckon we'd do another 20 minutes on this? No? No. Go get yourself a Jack Daniels and you'd be alright, won't you, sweetheart? Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Oh, right, okay. I got you. So that place is over in Vietnam.
Chinh Chau City?
Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Spike's dad is from Putney, yeah. That's why I know Putney. But he don't live there no more. He lives in Medway, so... So do you, funnily enough. Right, well... Fucking hell, I thought you were going to blow yourself up then.
Jesus. I like that.
Right, I suppose we better love and leave it there then, guys.
Yeah, we're going to love you and leave you there. I'm going to do my little thing of... If you are watching on Facebook, thank you very much for watching, getting involved. We love all your comments. Keep them coming because we do watch them afterwards and we take them into consideration and bring them up in the next live. Also, if you haven't liked the page or followed it yet, please do. And if you do that, click the little... bell notification, you'll get let known when we are up and running on our lives so you can join in. Also, a massive well done to Sam Pinfold for winning the hat. We will be in touch and we'll get that sent out to you as soon as possible. Wherever you are, we'll do a trap delivery and all that kind of shit so you'll know when it's coming. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe if you enjoyed the video. Click the little bell notification because you'll get let known when we're up and running. And also, if you guys haven't looked at the podcast right now, please check out the podcast. It's basically us doing our lives, but you'll hear us talking, so it's quite funny because you don't see our faces, but you hear the silly noises we make.
No one wants to see our faces.
But yeah, take care out there, guys. Stay safe, especially that we're back on the doors now. Lots of love. And
stay safe, stay alert.
Peace out to you guys.
Don't fight too much.
Not promising nothing.
See you later,
take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Wrong one.
That's the wrong button. What are you doing? You're pressing the wrong button, bro. I reckon you need another JD, don't you? We...